This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, third hour coming at you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Truly the most unique gun shop you have ever looked at. Check them out. Well worth your time. One thing all I can do is tease you on this one. After the show last night, after I had Mike Parks of Agency Arms on the show, we did a FaceTime call, and he showed me what's coming next from Agency Arms, and that's all I can tell you. But I will tell you this. That was the most impressive something I can't tell you about that I have ever seen. Ever. Oh, poor Britain. Obama had a news conference the other day. And that was sort of everything wrong with the Democrats, all encapsulated into one episode there for you. In his news conference, well, let's see, we got a call. Well, I'll go ahead. In his news conference, he was correct that so many young people going to prison has devastated communities. But he fails to recognize that many of the policies that he and the Democrats advocate contribute greatly to the problem. The anti-poverty Great Society programs from the 1960s contributed greatly to the breakup of families, especially minority families. The majority of minority children are born out of wedlock. And single parenthood is the greatest indicator of who will end up in poverty and dependent upon government. Democrats generally want to expand those programs, even with their terrible results. It helps greatly to have two parents as role models. He wants, Rich in Montana wants to comment. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Thanks for getting me on so fast.
Yes, sir.
Hey, in the beginning of your show, I've been listening to you now for a couple months. Pretty good show.
Thank you.
When you were commenting on in the beginning of your show, you were talking about confiscation.
Right.
Now, tell me honestly, you don't believe the government is smart enough and actually could devise a system to actually carry something like that out?
Oh, it would be a logistical nightmare. It would be the beginning of the Civil War.
Go ahead.
No. Well, I mean, there's more AR-15s out there in actual hands right now by a factor of about five versus the entirety of the military. I don't see how it's done. They only have like 920,000 sworn law officers in the United States, federal, state, and local. Not all of them are going to be down with that. As a matter of fact, most of your sheriffs are going to be downright upset if something like that were to happen. They're probably going to become little fiefs, if you would. That doesn't mean they don't want to talk about it. Now, don't kid yourself. They talk about it in New Jersey all the time. Cuomo's talked about it in New York. They would definitely do it if they could. The problem is they can't.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And every time you have a big, massive gun shooting in this country, I mean, they're just literally sitting there like little devils rubbing their hands.
That's the truth. It's so stupid. It's funny. The thing that they disregard all of the common denominators there, like gun-free zones, like the biggest, the Pulse nightclub was a gun-free zone because in Florida, if you are making 51% of your income from alcohol, you cannot have, guns are not allowed there. So it was a gun-free zone.
Basically there is no rule of law in this country. You would agree with that, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
I mean,
yeah.
Hillary Clinton proved that. That's why when you listen to polls on Trump, I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, if anybody had paid the slightest bit of attention to that DNC convention and them emails when Trump said it's rigged, it's rigged. And believe me, I'm not, you know, great for Trump. Do I think he'll do a lot of things he says he's going to do? I don't think he'd be able to. I think personally this country needs to just collapse. Let it all go down.
Yeah, and, you know, Russia.
That would be the solution. Because if you think you're ever going to solve anything in this country through politics, you're not going to do it.
Well, no.
It's too far gone, folks. No, I'm serious.
No, I agree with you. I completely agree.
This country is too far gone. Let it go.
Well, I mean, one of the reasons that I, the show I do, right? I mean, it's a lot easier to talk about general politics, right? And there's a lot of things that I say that become redundant, constantly hammering on this, that, and the other. And the problem and the reason I do it is because I do not see a peaceful, voluntary way for the country to right itself. I don't see that.
No, you're never going to see it.
No. So, I think it'd be very nice if it could be done that way, but I just don't see that happening. And I don't, I don't know. I've looked at certain, there's been people that have done models on this, right? They've actually looked at it and said, what happens if this happens and what happens if that happens? The states like New York, California, New Jersey, those go down first because they become like New York and escape from New York. They become like this lawless area. And the rest of it, you know, Barack Obama, if it were to happen on Barack Obama's watch, he would just simply be arrested. He tried to get on Marine One on the helicopter, and they just start circling because those Marine officers that fly those things, in that moment, they would make a call. And I think it would be on the side of the country because. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would disagree with you when it comes to the flag officers in the military. I think they're more politicians than anything.
Well, the generals are, without a doubt. The generals are.
I think starting from like about major up.
Well, in the Pentagon, yes. In the Pentagon, but the Pentagon isn't the military. The Pentagon is like the ivory halls.
They talk about the military, would there be a big coup going on against Trump? I mean, come on. Why hasn't the military gone after Obama yet?
The second...
You probably talk to a lot of military guys. I mean...
Well, I'm a vet. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I am too, but... You being in the media, you're talking to these guys all the time. So why haven't they gone after him yet?
Well, I mean, the Special Forces Association has warned him to not do this and to not do that, or they will go operational. And one of the postulations out there is if that were to happen, Fort Bragg would empty out, and the commander in charge of Spec Ops would be sending the Pentagon an email saying, I resign my commission, but don't worry, fellas, I'll be seeing you soon. So, I mean...
These guys that would be involved actually told you this stuff?
I've seen the documentation. I haven't spoken to him personally.
Oh, you have?
No. I've seen the documentation. I mean, I know enough people in the Spec Ops community. Some of these guys, if you want to hold on through the break, we're coming up on the break. I'll tell you all that stuff about it, okay? I'll tell you everything.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
I will be just as candid as I can about it.
Thanks for keeping me on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That kind of stuff, I know people think about that and everything, and I'll tell you my opinion of it. In detail, and everybody, and the people I've talked to about it, there's a couple of people by name I will mention. We'll be right back.
time is life situation? Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to reactivegunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
The most unique place you've ever seen online to buy a gun. Go check them out. Back to the phones. Big Sky Country, Montana. Rich, yes, sir. Okay. Now we were
I'm talking here.
Okay. There was a letter that was out there that if you were to go search, Special Forces Association warns Barack Obama on Second Amendment on the internet, you'll find it. That is out there. I went out there looking because recently they also got out there and made a statement when Petraeus and McChrystal got out there and said that they were going to be joining, I think, the Brady campaign.
Yeah.
They made a statement then, and I went out there looking for them, and I actually spoke to some of them, but none of them would talk to me. And then I spoke to a couple of others, like John Shrek McPhee and Larry Vickers and some of those guys, and they told me that they take what they take what they do very seriously, and I don't know if they understood that, you know, when you get out there and make a public declaration like that, that OPSEC thing sort of goes away, but they didn't want to talk about it no more at that point. And the thing about these special forces operators, I'm pretty sure they know where all the veterans are in their area. I mean, you probably got some around you in Montana. I know I've got some around here.
Yeah, there's vets all over here.
Yeah, so you would, I mean...
I used to actually live by Fort Bragg for a while, and I knew some Army Special Forces guys, too.
So, you know, there would be some organization. In the event that things really got bad, and they decided to come out, I don't even know how that would play, because I think most of the cops go home, most of the local cops go home.
Yeah.
And the feds, you know, most of the Department of Homeland Security are tasked from the Border Patrol and Immigration Customs Enforcement and Drug Enforcement Administration. There's no DHS agents per se. They're just tasked. I don't know how they would work with this because they come from a different place, too. They just have a totem in charge of them, which right now is Jay Johnson. It's been Lucy Napolitano before. And in the first place, I don't see anybody doing anything. There might be some stuff. The one thing I would expect to see in the beginning would be to see the Secret Service actually mobilize and everybody come in and surround the White House and everything. And then I think most of those guys would go too. And we've seen this before. I mean, we saw it in New Orleans with Katrina. We saw it in California during the L.A. riots. I mean, cops, there's just not enough of them. And that's who it would be.
Well, in Katrina, they all ran.
Yeah.
I mean, Blackwater actually was involved a lot in that.
Yeah. So, I mean, they
were dragging cops from all over the country to do that gun confiscation there.
Yep. And, I don't see that happening again either. I think...
you don't see that? I see them trying it.
Oh, I see them trying it, but I think, like in Ferguson, right? The Oath Keepers got out there and they sent like 12 guys to Ferguson. And nothing happened. The cops didn't mess with them. The rioters didn't mess with them. And they didn't mess with any of the stuff those guys had in place. One of the things that I have talked about before is a bunch of progressive rioters coming around a corner and facing off with a dozen people like me, suited up, people like you, suited up, standing there who have just made a simple decision. If you get past me, I'm not going to know it because you will have killed me.
I agree with that.
And if they were to see that in the face of that, in the face of that kind of armed determination, they're not going to come forward. They didn't come forward. You know, when the RNC was getting ready to happen in Cleveland, I was getting all these emails about the rioting and how it was going to be disrupted and it was going to be this and there would be no elections and nothing else. And some open carriers showed up. Some bikers showed up.
And they didn't have any problems.
They didn't have any problems. And that's because while they are loud and mouthy and everything else, they're not foolish.
But personally, I don't know how anybody could look at these conventions at all, especially the DNC, and with what came out of that stuff. And people just don't even seem to be fazed by this anymore in this country. If you can't see to this day how going out and voting means anything at all, because it means nothing. to even go out and vote anymore. And this is coming from a person that I voted all my life.
Right.
But well, I have come to the conclusion, and I've had people tell me, you know, all the same rigmarole. I have no right to complain if I don't vote. I think that's the ultimate rejection of the system when you don't want to vote, actually.
What I would say is that
don't discount. I think personally, here's my prediction for this election coming up. It's going to be Hillary, folks. Just get used to it. As far as the gun confiscation, you go, ha ha ha. Yeah, come on and try it. Good luck with that one, because it's never going to work. What do they estimate in this country today? 400 million guns?
Conservatively, 367, 370.
That's what they actually know about. I remember a time in this country when you just went to a gun shop, walked in, set your cash on the table, got the receipt, and got the gun and walked out. They don't know anything about those guns, and there's a lot of guns like that out here in public.
You know what? What's going to happen here is we're going to run out of time in a minute and a half. So based upon, I want you to be able to finish your thought, and then I want to come at you and tell you what I think is going to happen in the election, if you've got the time to do that.
Sure, I got the time. Great. Thanks for keeping me on.
Certainly. Finish your thought, though, real quick about Hillary.
It's going to be her. I mean, don't discount the voter fraud, folks. You think there's not going to be a lot of voter fraud in this election. There's going to be a ton of it.
I think that, well, you know, it, depending on who you read.
The problem in this country is when they started electronic voting.
That definitely is a problem. But the other problem is that we've got too many pundits out there that are supposed to be conservative that will get out there and tell you, well, you know, there's really none of that happening. And those of you that think there is some of that happening, well, you're just lunatics. And so what if Mitt Romney didn't get one single vote in certain neighborhoods of Philadelphia? It could happen. And we're just supposed to.
That was rampant in 12.
Yeah, it was. So.
That was rampant. I mean, Tester.
Let me get you to hold on. We're coming up on a break. I don't want to have to cut you off. We're going
all right.
Talking with Rich in Montana. Fascinating discussion because now he's going somewhere where I know a lot of you are, and I'm going to, he and I are going to talk about it, but we'll be talking with you as well. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Truly the most unique gun shop you've ever seen online. Go check them out. Back to Rich in Montana. Rich believes that Hillary is going to be the president. I know why you think that, Rich. Are you ready for my...
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Let's look at a couple of numbers, okay? Numbers don't lie. This is one of the I've said many times that if the data pulled me to this point to where lack of gun, you know, if there were no guns, there would be no crime, I'd have to go with that because of data. And I tend to like data. In this election, in this primary, in the run-up and everything, Hillary had a lot of trouble just getting Democrats to vote for her.
Oh, I agree.
And Bernie Sanders took a lot of her stuff, won a lot of contests where she still got the superdelegates. So definitely the fix is in with the Democrats. It always
sure,
was.
It was all rigged.
So, but here's a couple of problems that Hillary has. The voter turnout for Hillary was less than half what it was when she ran against Obama in the primary. Back in 2008.
I don't think that's what, I don't think that matters, though. I mean, this is basically an election. It, what's going on in this country, this is between nationalists,
yes,
which I think Trump is, and the globalist.
Well,
and Hillary Clinton, and I don't think, honestly, to God, I don't think Trump realizes the forces and the power that is against him right now.
Well, just hear me out. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Just, yeah. Now, I'm aware of the Clinton machine, and I'm aware of how powerful they are. Just as I'm aware that they could not beat an upstart who had not been a senator in the U.S. Senate for 2 years. They could not do that in 2008. Hillary Clinton has only ever won one election as a senator. All right. So she's not a very good campaigner. She doesn't do all this other stuff. The other problem that she's got is immigration. Because the Democrats have been leaning hard on immigration, and in order for her to win, and this is where we get to start talking about these population centers where that can swing the electoral votes just because of how many people they got there voting for them, like big cities like New York, Chicago, San Francisco, places like that.
Right.
In order for them to win, they have to have 90% plus of Black America voting for the Democrats. And that isn't going to happen this time because of immigration, because Black America is at, proportionately speaking, they're at a huge amount of unemployment right now. Huge amount of unemployment. While Obama's been president, mass incarceration's happening. Everything, all of this stuff has happened under Obama's watch, under the Democrats' watch.
But
okay. His one signature thing, Obamacare, is falling apart. All of the exchanges are pulling out and everything. It, simply put, it cannot sustain itself. And a lot of people are seeing this. A lot of people that are union members, even though the unions are backing Hillary Clinton, the union members are going to vote for Trump because of the Keystone Pipeline, Keystone XL Pipeline that didn't get built that would have done for 42,000 jobs. Now, having said all of that, can Hillary still steal the election? Yes, she can. But the one thing that I'm looking at, when at a certain point in the primaries with Trump, he had like 4 million more votes than Mitt Romney did in the same amount of time this year, right?
Right, right. And now, personally, right now, I think the American public is getting a giant psyop pulled on him. These poll numbers, did you're never going to convince me that any of these poll numbers are accurate.
Oh, I don't believe
it. He did not jump 15 points since the close of that damn convention of hers.
Well, no, and that's because the polls have never been that lopsided for Clinton. They never have been. They've never been that lopsided for Clinton. Everybody's coming out on Trump because they're voting with their wallet. That doesn't mean it can't still be stolen. But it does mean that it's going to be a hard one. I do not think it just simply goes to her. I think there's a lot of people that would try to hand it to her, without a doubt. But like in, you know, I talk about this all the time. All money buys are ads. And Trump has figured out how to get billions of dollars worth of publicity for free.
Yeah.
And Clinton is spending money. And, I mean, if money had been buying elections, Jeb Bush would be the nominee right now. And he couldn't get 4%. So America,
his two delegates cost them $50 million apiece.
Yeah, they did. And I mean, America is tired of this. They're tired of this. This doesn't mean that Hillary's not going to persevere, but it certainly doesn't mean it's a slam dunk. I don't think it's a slam dunk. I agree with you on a lot of things. Voting is
a waste of time.
Well, it's,
I mean,
it's,
do you honestly think this country has had enough yet?
I think they're getting there.
But they're not there yet.
I think they're getting there. I think they see people, you know, the guy at that meatpacking plant where he had to shoot that terrorist who just had beheaded one person and was trying to behead another one. That made the news. And Obama has got he's hitting his 10,000 mark for Syrians in September.
I mean,
Hillary wants to increase that by 550%. You know, in Minneapolis and Linden Hills right now, so the Somalians, they tell people we're going to kidnap and rape you all the time. And that may not be making the news, but people know about it.
Yeah, I read that story, and I heard it that day you were talking about it.
So, I mean, this, you're not going to see it in the mainstream media. Of course not. The mainstream media is the one doing the polls. The polls are a propaganda piece now. It's no longer a statistical piece of data for you to look at. It's a piece of propaganda. Exit polls are the worst. exit polls to decide to keep you home when you haven't gone and voted yet.
The media is a political party in this country anymore. You can't believe anything that comes out of media, yeah. Period.
Yeah, they're progressives. They're progressives. Even Fox News, as far as I'm concerned, are progressives because they use the same terminology as their little buddies that they claim not to disagree with. So I understand your frustration. All I would say is that at the end of the day, people like me and you, we have options. You know, let's go vote. And let's do the exercise, even if it's a futile exercise. Let's go do that. And then if things really go sideways, we'll be the ones stepping over dead bodies. Okay?
Okay.
Pretty simple. I mean, you and I have options. People like you and I have options. Some people, there's been a whole generation conditioned to sit there and cower. And most of them are progressive.
Well, that's never been me in life.
So, hey. Well,
if there's one thing that fires me up is intimidation. I hate that.
Well, just keep that picture in your mind of the progressives coming around the corner to riot and they run into 12 of us.
You just have to remember with these people, there is no compromise. There is no talking to these
people. Oh, no, there's no.
They want you dead. They want you dead. And I believe that.
And the only way for me to really rub it in, rub the salt in their wound is to not only live, but to prosper.
This is true. That gets them more than anything, believe me.
There you go. Rich, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the call.
Hey, thanks for talking to me. It was great talking to you.
Likewise. Bye. Anytime. Thank you, sir. I don't believe, as we saw in Virginia and as we saw in Colorado, the grassroots is a very powerful thing, and money only buys ads. Grassroots are votes. So we'll see what we see, but we have options. Going to hand it off to GCN one last time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Truly the most unique gun shop you've ever seen in your life. Check them out. Now, as we, talk back to the State of the Union, a la Obama, or the news conference, rather, it wasn't the State of the Union. Getting away from the family part that we were talking about when Rich called in, let's move on to the other stuff of the encapsulation of the problem of the Democrats. Now, they want to massively increase the minimum wage, which will take away other opportunities. Like other regulations of Obamacare, that will cause the job availability to contract. Why would anyone think it's a good idea when minority and inner city unemployment is already so high and the labor participation rate is at a 38-year low? Obama also uses economists who will idiotically say food stamps and unemployment benefits give the economy more bang for the buck than allowing businesses and individuals to keep more of their money to spend. Save and invest throughout the economy. How do you take money from businesses and individuals and running it through a government bureaucracy and then redistribute a smaller amount to people that aren't producing? How can that be more fruitful than letting 100% multiply throughout the economy? Government spending has consistently been up 50% versus what it was in 2007. Debt is up $9 trillion. And we have the slowest economic recovery since 1949. Mazel tov! Results show that Obama's and the Democratic theory is wrong. The president also will not enforce borders or existing immigration laws, which also reduces opportunities. They're getting rid of fossil fuel, which is a proven technology, or they want to, which will raise costs and further reduce good-paying jobs. And they're doing it based on inaccurate, manipulated computer models, not actual facts. And also, they're doing it because they want to be in control. As for terrorism, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama says his policies have made the world safer, but actual statistics show that in 2015, around 28,000 died worldwide in terrorist attacks. In 2008, fewer than 16,000. That doesn't sound safer. In 2011, President Obama pulled the last troops out of Iraq, leaving a vacuum for ISIS and the other terrorist groups to fill, the JV crew. Then he's always announced his timeline in Afghanistan, and the Taliban just sat back and waited. They just went and sat down, had some nice cool iced tea, and waited. President Obama's Iran deal, which he lied to get done, and which he calls a tremendous agreement, gives the biggest worldwide sponsor of terrorist groups access to hundreds of billions of dollars, of which a great deal will be used to spread terror. This makes the world more dangerous, not safer. Handing them $400 million in obvious ransom also makes the world less safe for Americans. Then, to show how thin-skinned and vengeful Obama is, the Obama administration spent $350,000 trying to defeat Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in his re-election bid in 2015. Netanyahu is one of our strongest allies, and he campaigned loudly against the Iran deal. Why would we want a country that pledges death to America and death to Israel to be stronger? President Obama always says that his policies are correct and blames others when things go wrong. He's certainly arrogant. His policy, though, is actually quite weak. It's like, you know, like brown crayon soup. Very weak, weak soup coming from the, from the teleprompter-in-chief. As we go away, Democrats have always declared gun control as one of their top campaign issues, and, you know, now it is big and in the forefront now. They're calling it gun safety or gun reform or gun violence instead of gun control. Those are better polling terms. They're betting that the gun voters are not really the political powerhouse that we have been reputed to be, and that after atrocities like San Bernardino and Orlando, Americans will reward them for trying to restrict rights, although there's more of us than there are of them. They use mass murders at home and abroad as an emotional launch pad for their anti-right rhetoric, but all of their posturing about saving lives, they refuse to directly address the core problem, which we have a few. Our broken mental health system and fundamentalist Islam are two big ones. They also ignore the fact that none of the atrocities would have been prevented or even mitigated by the solutions they offer. They're also ignoring the two most recent deadly attacks because guns didn't play any role at all in either of them. 19 people were killed and 25 injured on July 26, 2016, when a young Japanese man broke into a care facility for people with disabilities near Tokyo and began stabbing residents as they slept. The young man, armed with an array of kitchen knives, had previously worked in the facility and had expressed his belief that seriously disabled people should be euthanized. So he went about euthanizing them. Those murders have rocked the island nation, known for one of the lowest crime rates in the world. That was the third knife-related mass murder in Japan since June of 2001, when a mentally disturbed man stabbed 8 children to death at an Osaka elementary school. In 2008, another man drove a van in pedestrian crowds in a Tokyo shopping area before jumping out and attacking people with a large knife. 7 people died in that attack. The previous most deadly mass murder in modern Japan took place in 1995 with the, I don't remember their name, Amran Shinru or something like that, when a doomsday cult launched a ryzen gas attack in the Tokyo subway. 13 people were killed. Thousands suffered varying degrees of illness from exposure. Sarin gas, not ryzen, I'm sorry. The media still managed to use this latest Japanese mass murder to promote gun control, by giving credit to Japan's very strict gun control laws as the reason mass murders are so uncommon there. A report from BBC phrased it this way: mass killings are extremely rare in Japan, in part because strict gun control laws mean almost no one has access to a firearm. This false correlation between guns and crime is all too common in the media and is totally unsupportable. If that were the case, there would be no mass media. There'd be no gun controllers because we would have killed them all by now. Then there's the trucks. Nice, France, we have the truck, the assault truck on July the 14th. And that attack terrorist who had been planning his assault for months rented a large delivery truck, which he drove through a crowd of people shortly after the conclusion of a fireworks show. The driver was armed with a pistol and several non-firing replica guns were originally reported as a huge cache of guns, grenades, and larger weapons. He's reported to have fired at police during his mile-long run through the crowd, but there were no reports of anyone being injured by his gunfire. Of the 84 people that have died, so far at least 30 of them were reported to have been Muslims, and more than 300 were injured, with over 60 still in the hospital in critical condition as of this moment. Terrorist in Nice, like the terrorist in the recent attack in Orlando, was known to be homosexual or bisexual. So, they're saying it would happen more often if there were guns there. Well, there's gun crime there already, and especially in France. France is becoming the gun crime capital of the world if you want to have crime. But no, they're not the gun crime capital. They are the terrorist attack capital. So, while they're out there ignoring mass murder that occurs with other means, just bear that in mind. Vote accordingly. Rich, if you're still listening, your vote still has power. Although, it's good to have options like we have. This, you know, we're in a difficult time. We're in a moment of duress for the country, and we have to see it through if we're going to continue to live here. I mean, I'm going to continue to live here. So I've got two beautiful granddaughters that I intend to make sure that they have something close to what I had. I'm in it for the long haul. We'll be back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. It has always been about total control. Stay safe. This has been Lock and Load.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.